Here he is, radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski. How was your weekend, buddy?
What a fantastic weekend, Joey. I mean, you know, I heard all these things about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It made me want to get into a classical music bent. But the other thing I did was I called a couple of really important games for the San Jose Sharks. What a crazy, crazy night on Saturday when they won in a shootout 2-1. And a really good Nashville team in town, too. But I think the most important thing was that Martin Jones stopped 7 shots in the shootout, which is kind of, I don't want to say it's unprecedented, but that's asking a lot of a goalie, especially a goalie who just stopped 6 more shots in overtime. So
yeah,
that's a lot of hockey for a goalie in a couple of minutes, and I think it should put to bed the idea that Martin Jones isn't capable of the job. He certainly is, and it was good to see.
They won in the 7th round of the shootout, man. Timo time. Timo came through. So now 3 wins in a row. This is good, right? We're all going in the right direction as Edmonton's up next tomorrow.
Well, that's right. And Edmonton beat Anaheim last night by a 6-2 count. This team is really good, and they've got the best player in the game, Connor McDavid. He had a hat trick, 3 goals in the game against the Anaheim Ducks. They've got Leon Draisaitl, who's known as the German Gretzky. He's from Germany, and he's really, really talented with the puck. So these are two guys you have to pay attention to, and they give the Sharks a lot of trouble. So it's yet another challenge. Edmonton's trying to get back in with these two great players into the playoffs. They expect to be there every year, and I think that that's going to be another big, big game for the Sharks.
San Jose Sharks and Edmonton, puck drops at 7:30. You can hear the game on the official radio flagship home of the San Jose Sharks, 98.5 KFOX. And Dan, on Saturday, how cool was it to see the ceremonial puck drop?
You know, military appreciation is something that we don't do enough of because of everything these guys have done for us since the beginning of the Republic. And I thought that it was really special to see somebody 94 years old,
yeah.
Frank Gans, who actually lied about his age just so he could be with the rest of his guy friends to go fight World War II. I don't know if that would happen today, and it doesn't really matter if it would or not, but I can tell you this, that this guy was a true hero. It was really cool seeing S.J. Sharkey in military garb. I think somebody commented about that on Twitter for me a couple of times when I posted that, and it was just a very special day for everybody that we respect as we get to Veterans Day here, which, of course, is right now.
It was very special. Dan Rusinowski, thanks for your time, buddy. Appreciate you very much.
See you soon.